Our next two speakers are the two people on the very short list, along with Henry Moore and a few others who I call about insurance matters. And what these guys know, what I know would fit in a thimble compared to what these guys know. They've been involved in the big cases. They are stalwarts in lecturing on insurance matters. And they're going to talk to us today about important cases in the prosecution and defense of UM-UIM cases. And you can't handle very many cases in this docket of car crash cases very long before you figure out that almost all drivers are underinsured. They have the minimum limits, $30,000 per person, $60,000 per accident. I don't know if it's around 20% now on the roads who don't even have insurance, 20% plus or minus. So you're going to have to be dealing with underinsured and uninsured motorist issues in your cases. And so this is one of those, don't necessarily try this at home, but listen to what these guys are getting ready to tell us. And if nothing else, you're going to be able to start issue spotting and realizing the limitations, because you can take steps affirmatively or fail to take steps on a timely basis that can torpedo your UM-UIM case before it even gets started. So please give me a warm welcome and applause for Tom Harold and Robert Valdez.
Well, thank you. We're not going to go over and start from ground one. You know, we've done the Brainerd stuff. We all know, I'm going to assume you know how to try a case. The question is where we are now is that in 2024, and particularly upcoming 2025, this is deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra said, because we're going to relitigate the Texas Supreme Court rulings from 2021. The primary thing that carriers are doing is, at all costs, they want to find a way to undo Allstate versus Irwin. Why? Because, as most of us know, Allstate versus Irwin gives us the potential right to recover attorney's fees. So that is, of course, case number one, right, Robert?
Well, it is. It comes from my brothers in San Antonio who brought that case up, Tom Crosley, and somebody who's spoken at these seminars quite often, too. A good case and a very important case.
And then the other thing as you get into these cases is the fight over taking the corporate rep deposition. The fight, I mean, I don't like the fight, but I like the result. And, I mean, we all know these carriers do not enjoy it. But the first issue you're probably going to see if you handle one of these cases is the question of severance and abatement of your bad faith claims if you pursue a bad faith. And whether or not it needs to be severed and abated or bifurcated. And in 2021, we had the In Re State Farm cases in which, I'm going to just go ahead and put them all on the screen. There were two cases that were completely unrelated that were filed basically at the same time in Dallas. And in both cases, State Farm wanted to get a separate trial on the underlying case. The key on this case is it was a new theory of bringing the case as a standalone bad faith case. So they didn't bring a deck action deck actions didn't even exist at that time for bad for UM-UIM. They didn't bring the standard breach of contract case that everyone was doing back then. They brought only a claim for bad faith. So that was one of the issues that was before the Supreme Court when this case went up is, can you even do that? And then the second question is, well, if you do that, do you have to separate the underlying claim from the bad faith claim and get a result first. And we ended up with a strange result in all honesty, right? What the court said is that you have to bifurcate it. And there's a definition of bifurcation that came out in 2021 in an unrelated In Re USAA general indemnity case that says it's one case separated into two parts. But in this case, the Supreme Court granted State Farm's, conditionally granted State Farm's mandamus. State Farm asked for separate trials. But the mandamus that was granted a bifurcation of the case. And that really, it's a little bit odd because the language in the opinion really supported severance and abatement, right?
Well, that is true. This opinion caused a little bit of confusion because, as Tom says, the parties, State Farm asked only for a bifurcation And what's important here is in this type of case, you didn't have the joinder of a contract case with an extra contractual case. You only had the extra contractual case.